Well, I'm sorry that I missed the last couple of weeks. Faisogo and Toildois, I was out of the country. And when I got back, there was just too much. It's difficult. You have to be merachiz, your machshavas, to say a shir on the in such a machine. It's not so easy. And somehow I wasn't able to get myself together before now. But I don't want to let Vayetze pass now without sharing some ideas with you. And it's very, very interesting that here in this one parsha in Vayetze, Yaakov Avinu had two experiences, very, very different experiences in the parsha of Golus, in the parsha of Golus, of exile. You have to think of it in these terms, that Golus exists of two points. There's the point from which you're Goyle, of course, for a Yid, that's Eretz Yisrael. Home is Eretz Yisrael. And then you have the place to which you are Goyle, which in the Yaakov Avinu's case was Choron, when he went to be with Lavan, which in our case is we're sitting over here in America, in Klal Yisrael, when they were in Mitzrayim, it was in Mitzrayim. There's always these two points, which in a way one could look upon it as though they were struggling with one another, that each one wants Klal Yisrael, each one wants the Yid to be there. It's the first time really when I was thinking just now of Vayetze, that I was thinking of it in these terms, that Yaakov Avinu had these two experiences which were mamish the opposite of one another. What were they? Well, first let's go to the end of the Pasha, which is the beautiful pasuk with which Vayetze ends. Yaakov holach ledakai, vayifku vo malachei Elohim, vayoma Yaakov kashogo am, machane Elohim ze, vayikro shem hamokoim ahu, machanoim. I mean, what was happening over there? So Rashi says that he was going on his way towards Eretz Yisrael, and the malachim of Eretz Yisrael came out to meet him. Vayoma Yaakov kashogo am, wow! Machane Elohim ze. When he saw these malachim coming, he says, this is a machane Elohim. Vayikro shem amokam ahu machanoyim, a duality of machanois, because he still had the malachim of Chutz La'aretz with him, and now the malachim of Eretz Yisrael were coming out to meet him. And now he was two malachim together, two groups of malachim, the malachim of Chutz La'aretz and the malachim of Eretz Yisrael. I mean, what was happening over here? What was happening was that he was going towards Eretz Yisrael, and he was still in Chutz La'aretz. This was long, only in Vayishlach, when later on, when they crossed the Yabok, they get into Eretz Yisrael. But this was all in Chutz La'aretz. So what really were the Malachi Eretz Yisrael doing out here? That was Yaakov's surprise. He says, what are these Malachim of Chutz La'aretz? Vayifku vo malachei Elohim, vayoma Yaakov kashero am. What are they doing over here? I'm not in Eretz Yisrael yet. And suddenly he realized that they're coming out to meet me, that when I'm going to Eretz Yisrael, when I'm making my way back home, so Eretz Yisrael doesn't wait for me to come, because she can embrace me like a mother embraces a child who's been away for a long time. No, she comes out to meet him. Eretz Yisrael is sending out its malachim to meet Yaakov Avinu. So he says, what? But Yom Yaakov Shalom, machan Elohim ze. Vayikro Shem Amok Amu machanoim. I'm in Chutz La'aretz. So what are the malachim of Eretz Yisrael doing over here? Oh, the Targum is that if my longing, my neshama is aching for going back to Eretz Yisrael, then Eretz Yisrael doesn't wait for us to come and knock at the door. Eretz Yisrael comes out to meet us. That's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Now, what was the big chiddush to Yaakov Avinu? I mean, without the Hesber, which I said just now, what happened when he was going out of Eretz Yisrael? At the beginning of Vayetze, when he was leaving Eretz Yisrael, Vayetze Yaakov, and he went out. So did the Malachim of Chutz La'aretz also come and meet him while he was still in Eretz Yisrael? If that would have been, so then he would have called the place Machanoim then. that if the Malachim of Chutz La'aretz had already come to meet him in Eretz Yisrael. The Torah says, Avadim Nisht. It's bad enough, you have to go to Chutz La'aretz. When you go to Chutz La'aretz, Chutz La'aretz doesn't come to meet you. That wouldn't be a toiver to Yaakov Avinu. Forget until the last moment, until the last footstep, before he left Eretz Yisrael, he must have, with all koichos in his neshama, would have wanted to stay in Eretz Yisrael and be in Eretz Yisrael. No, and then he crosses over and he goes to Chutz La'aretz, so the Malachim of Eretz Yisrael go away, and the Malachim of Chutz La'aretz come. According to one pshat in Chazal, that's what he saw in the Mare of the Sulam. But he certainly doesn't want the Malachim of Chutz La'aretz to come and meet him while he's still in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore there was no question over there of experiencing a machanoim. But over here, he's in Chutz La'aretz, but going towards Eretz Yisrael, that every fiber of his being is longing to be back home, to be back in the Eretz HaKadosha, to be back in Eretz Yisrael. So to match up with his longing to be in Eretz Yisrael comes out to meet him, and the Malachim of Eretz Yisrael come to meet him. That is the one experience which Yaakov Avinu had. Beforehand, before this happened, what happened? He was on his way, and instead of the Malachim of Eretz Yisrael coming to meet him, you have Lavan chasing after him. Oh, so what is that happening over there? And how do these two events relate to one another? That you've got Chutz La'aretz chasing after Yaakov, and Eretz Yisrael coming to meet him. But Eretz Yisrael only comes to meet him after the sugya of Chutz La'aretz chasing him is over, is finished. What happened over here? You see, the pshat is like this. It's very, very interesting. I think maybe I heard this from somebody once, maybe I worked it out myself. I don't remember anymore. But the emes is that when you look into the parsha of Lavan chasing after Yaakov, so you see that there's a lot of similarity in the Lashonos between when Lavan found out that Yaakov had fled and when later on Pharaoh found out that the Bnei Yisrael had fled from Mitzrayim. What does it say over here? Vayugat leLavan vayom hashlishi, vayugat leLavan vayom hashlishi kivorach Yaakov, and it was told to Lavan on the third day that Yaakov had fled. What does it say over here in Boy? Where are we? Vayugad lemelach Mitzrayim kivorachoam, same pasuk. Vayugad lelovan biyom hashlishi, 3 days, right? Kivorachoam, vayugad, biyom hashlishi, kivorachoam. What's over here? Vayugad lemelach Mitzrayim kivorachoam, vayofech lebach paro v'avodam v'elohom, vayomu mazos asinu kishalachnis Yisrael me'avdeinu. Vayesoy eskrich boy, ves amoy, lokach emoy. He took his arm with him. What did Lavan do? Vayikach es echav imoy vayirdov acharov derech shivas yomim. The days are equal, the 3 days, the 7 days. It's mamish the same story. In other words, the Torah is drawing to our attention that we ought to learn the parsha of Lavan chasing after Yaakov together with the parsha of Paro chasing after the Bnei Yisrael. What was happening over here? What do they have in common? The Torah is that these were both stories of Golos. Yaakov was in Golos in Choron with Lavan, and Bnei Yisrael were in Golos in Mitzrayim. Weist ois from these two Pashios, what we see from those two Pashios is that it's not so poshut to go home from Golos. The Golos chases after us. The Golos says, Ki'ilu, it says to us, what right do you have to go to Eretz Yisrael? You are ours. The Rebbein Shem sent you to us because you didn't deserve to be in Eretz Yisrael. Well, you have become part of us. You are no different than we are. And therefore you have no right to go to Eretz Yisrael. So that's Lavan chasing after Yaakov, and that's Pharaoh chasing after the Bnei Yisrael. And the Emma says that that's very, very, very meduyak, because the golus of Lavan, what was the golus of Lavan? The golus of Lavan was the dishonesty, the Lavan ha'arami. Lavan was the Ramai, and his golus was a golus in which he tried to persuade Yaakov Avinu, who was an Ish Emes. So he tried to persuade Yaakov Avinu to become as rotten as he was, and that honesty and straightness and integrity should be as mufka, that Yaakov should be as mufka from these middos as he was. That's the pshat, that's the inner energy which is energizing the story when Lavan is running after Yaakov. What's he saying? He's saying that you're as bad as I am. And he sees that because he, Lomo Gonafti as Elohai, why did you steal? I see that you are a good Talmud. You're a good Talmud of mine. I'm a Ganav, you're a Ganav, fine. So what are you going to Eretz Yisrael for? What are you running away from me for? My clutches, have you in my clutches? That's what's going on over here. And that is why, what is the hisnatzlus of Yaakov Avinu at the end of the confrontation? So then, vayichal Yaakov, vayorev belovan, vayalme Yaakov, vayomel lelovan, mapishi umachatosi gidolacht yacharoi. Why do you think that you can run after me? Am I a poshea? Am I a choyte? Am I somebody who became mashchas in your house that should give you the power to chase after me and to drag me back? Look, ki mishashtra es kol kelai mamotzosim mikol klei beislo. Simno neged achecho vachecho, yochichu ben shneyam. Ze esrim shono noichi mochru cheilecho vizecho lo shikeilu veile tzoncho lo yochalti. Trefo lo yevesi alecho noich achatenu miyodo tvakshenu. Gnevosi yon, gnevosi loilo. Vo yisi vayoyim acholan yichoyrech vekero baloilo. You know what the Gemara learns from these psukim? Learns the dinim of shoyme zocho. What a shoyme. What the obligations are of a shomer. What Yaakov was telling Lavan was, I kept, while I was in these dreadful years in your home, I had to work so hard, but I worked with total emunah, I worked with total honesty, and with total integrity, and much, much more than the halacha required from me, I put into your thing. I didn't lose one iota of my ehrlichkeit, of my honesty. That was the hisnatzlus of Yaakov Avinu. But Pharaoh was a different story. What drove Pharaoh back to Mitzrayim, Ki'ilu? What made it that ultimately saved Klal Yisrael from Pharaoh's clutches? He also was chasing after Klal Yisrael. What is the inner energy which explains Pharaoh's chasing after Klal Yisrael? The inner energy of that is the znus of Mitzrayim. Asher zimas zusim zimosam, besach hamoyram besoram, v'simas zusim zimosam. The Mitzrayim, they were full of taiva. That's what Mitzrayim was. And what was Paro chasing after him? He was chasing after Klal Yisrael to say, you were infected with my middos. You also became like we are. So what right do you have to go to Eretz Yisrael? So the Yam wasn't going to split. Why should it split? Hayom ro vayonos. Ma ro ha-reina shel Yosef ro. What persuaded the Yam eventually to split? He saw the ha-reina shel Yosef. What's so great about the ha-reina shel Yosef? What's great about the ha-reina shel Yosef is that Yosef did not give in to the Eishes Potiphar. And he kept his Kedusha. He was Kodesh v'Neira in this Mitzrayim, with all these blandishments, with all these nesyonos, nothing happened, and later on the Torah was made. Achas hoysa, upirsu mahakosa, shlomis pastivri, the one woman that was behind us with a mistake. But in all these years of Klal Yisrael's slavery in Mitzrayim, there was never any pegiya in their kedusha. The znus of Mitzrayim never touched them. That's what's going on in these two stories. The story of Lavan and the story of Paroi is the same story. It's Golos running after the person who, or the people who were in Golos and saying, you belong to me, you have no right to go back to Eretz Yisrael. And each one was in his sugya. Lavan accused Yaakov of being a ganef, and Yaakov's his natzlus was, Trefel Oyochalte, Gnufsi Yain, Gnufsi Leila. I was honest. I kept the dinim of Shoyme of Roya to the last iota. So, you have no rights to me, and therefore you have to leave me alone. I'm going to Eretz Yisrael. And the same thing happened with Pharaoh. Pharaoh came with his tainer. We are Balisnus, you're Balisnus. Maro, Aroina Shel Yosef Ro, and Achas Hoysa, Upirsama Akosa. Those are these two stories. So now, getting back to the Shaila, which we mentioned before, getting back, like what happened over here with Yaakov in his own experience. First he has Lavan running after him, that's the Golos chasing him, and then he has Eretz Yisrael coming out to meet him. That's the energy of these two things. That's beautiful. In other words, why didn't the Malachim of Eretz Yisrael come back earlier? They didn't come back earlier because he first had to pass the Nisoyan of Lavan. In other words, Lavan was taketining that you have no schus in the Malachim of Eretz Yisrael. You belong to me. You learned from all my krumkeit and from all my dishonesty. So what are you going to be? Why should the Malach Eretz Yisrael come out to meet you? So the Taka didn't come out to meet him. When did they come out to meet him? Yaakov holach l'dakoi. After Lavan went back home, that means that Yaakov patted up Lavan and he passed the test. And the emes was that he didn't lose one iota of his ehrlichkeit. So at that moment, Yaakov holach l'dakoi, vayivku v'malachei Elokim. At that moment, Eretz Yisrael said, oi, my Yaakov is coming back. And the Malachim are coming out. They're not waiting for him to come, but they come out to meet him. That's the story of Yaakov Avinu. It's the story of Paroi. Although there we don't have this beautiful in one sedra that we have Eretz Yisrael coming out to meet the Yidden. We just have the Yamsuf splitting. But here in Vayetze, we have mamash the two sides of that coin. You have Golos on the one hand chasing to bring him back, and you have Eretz Yisrael on the other hand coming out to meet him. And they're sort of having a tug of war. But the emes is, what do we see? We see that the Malachim of Eretz Yisrael come out to meet him only after he has patted off Lavan. And we, Nebuch Golos Yidden, we're sitting in America, and America is chasing us. Many of us, I know I'm like that. I assume that some of you who may be listening to this year are like that. We enjoy it over here in America. It's nice. It's comfortable. It's all kinds of very, very pleasant and nice things that the Golos is chasing after us. We don't have the Malachim of Eretz Yisrael coming out and saying, opening their arms to embrace us and saying, what are you doing sitting over there in Golos? Come back, come to Eretz Yisrael, be in Eretz Yisrael. Sort of lose yourself in the Kedusha Sahoretz. We don't feel that. We don't have these Malachim coming out to feed us. The Teretz is, but they don't come out to embrace us until we have shaken off the chasing of the Golos. This Pasha's Vayetze is going to have to give us a lot to think about the clashes between the Golos of America and the welcoming arms of Eretz Yisrael, which are ready to be open for us, to embrace us, if only we can shake off our attachment to the Golos. A lot to think about. Have a wonderful Shabbos.